Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
UCR.
One?
UCR.
Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you nonstop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. Let's just go everywhere, we never gonna go. On top of solar original, uncensored radio.
Welcome to Uncensored Radio. Oh my gosh, we've got a great show planned for you guys today. We are your guiltiest pleasure. Hello, I am Karen Ashley, and along with me is Katrina Johnson. How are you, Miss Kitty?
Well, I'm a little, still a little drunk from last night, but I'm good.
Hey! We're going to hear about last night. Uh-huh. Jeffrey Emmett is in the house also. Are you a little drunk from last night, Jeffrey?
No, I don't drink anymore.
Yeah,
I do.
He has really changed his life.
Yeah, you know he does.
Well, he will. He probably will next week, won't he, Jeff?
Maybe.
Maybe. You're on the fence?
Here's hoping.
Uh-oh.
What?
You're on the fence about drinking?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I just want to get skinny.
I know. You are, though. You're already getting skinny. Like, you're already doing it. You're doing a great job, by the way.
I know, but I don't want to do anything to jeopardize that.
I understand. What? Well, you know what? This is the thing. A glass of wine is not going to jeopardize your day. Like,
yep.
Maybe even two glasses won't jeopardize your day. It's if you sat there and had margaritas. Like, you got to think of what you're drinking. Like, you got to, like, all my girlfriends, when they go on diets, they'll do, like, Diet Coke and, like, clear liquor, or they'll do Diet Sprite and something, or Diet Lemonade, and they substitute, like, the juice stuff, usually the stuff with the calories, because really
I like
liquor
to do,
is.
Yeah, I like to do Crystal Light. Like, I'll go to a bar when I'm on the program and when I'm on the spouse, and I will bring my own Crystal Light packet, and I'll do, like, vodka soda and stick my Crystal Light in there, or I'll just do vodka water and stick my Crystal Light in there.
Absolutely. And then the reality is it has hardly any calories, you know, because it's usually the sugar or those kind of things that are boosting the, you know, calorie intake. But what I will say is when you drink, you have to drink a lot of water because it does dehydrate you. So that's where you'll get the water retention.
I did hear that Bacardi and diet had no calories.
It does. Yeah. Because, you know, the Bacardi, it has some sugar in it. But it's better than if you did Bacardi and Coke. Like, Coke is just, you know, it is an alternative. Like, I think it, it's great. But I think it's just a matter of making the right choice of what you're going to drink, you know? And you should be fine. And you can still have fun.
True.
Yeah, so just get vodka, do it straight, and add some Crystal Light to it. You'll be fine.
This coming from the girl with the hangover.
Yeah. I'm doing it right now. Word of advice for those who know.
You're drinking right now? I thought you said you had a hangover.
Yeah, well, haven't you ever heard of the hair of the dog? You're supposed to bite the hair of the dog that bit you. So you have to go back when you're hungover and drink something, preferably what you drank the night before, so that you can come down slowly instead of your body just going into shock and having this massive attack because it's going through withdrawal syndrome.
Ugh. I couldn't even think about that. When I'm hungover, I do not want to have another drink. That's not the thing I want.
No, you don't want to, but you need to. You got to force yourself.
I think it depends how bad it is. Like, if I was up sick all night, I'm not doing it. But there's been plenty of nights where, like, I didn't roll in until, like, 6 in the morning, but then I had to get up at, like, 7:30 to go back because it was, like, gay pride, and I was still drunk from the night before. There wasn't really much choice but to start drinking at 7 in the morning. So I effectively drank from, like, you know, 4 o'clock Saturday or 4 o'clock Friday to, you know, Sunday morning.
Wow.
Like, it was the only way to avoid a hangover. And then I slept for 2 days.
That sounds like a party.
It was. I always did, girl.
Well, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
So it brings up a good conversation. Like, what is your remedy for hangover? I think a lot of our audience is young. People, you know, obviously Katrina says have another drink. But
there's more.
That's probably not your only remedy. Okay,
there's more.
Tell us.
Go ahead. Okay. All right. Well, first of all, as you're going to bed, you need to chug a bottle of water and take two Aleve because it lasts 12 hours, and there's no way you're going to sleep very much because you just can't sleep. Your body's metabolizing the alcohol, which turns to sugar, so you can't really sleep. So you need to two Aleve with a bottle of water before bed, and then as soon as you wake up, go get some greasy, gross fast food and have a beer or a shot immediately. So you've got greasy food, and then you've got alcohol to bring you down slowly. Then you need caffeine to combat the headache. So I would say pound a Red Bull or take like a diet pill or something that'll stick caffeine in your body. Everything unhealthy that you can do will make you feel better.
I feel like you definitely have a point, because that was kind of our ritual every night after work. We would hit up this diner that was just, like, strictly greasy food. And, I mean, we would be hammered, and we'd eat that, and we'd wake up the next morning, and we'd be fine.
Yep, it works.
It's like the greasy food sucks it up. That's my remedy, eat a cheeseburger. Like, I think you eat a cheeseburger when you're in the midst of the drunkenness.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Like, I don't know what it is. And it probably actually makes us worse, and we don't even realize it.
But you feel better. At least mentally.
Yeah.
You're probably dying, but you feel better.
It's definitely... Well, it just tastes so good, especially when you're, like, drunk hungry. It's kind of amazing. Just saying.
I've been drunk hungry quite a lot lately, and I'm trying to train my drunk hunger to create healthy things like salad, and it's not working.
Girl, are you underwater?
No.
Oh, you sounded like you were underwater there for a minute. I was like, oh, are we going in the pool with you?
Yes, let's all go for a swim.
I was like, this bitch got a life-proof case, and she is kind of
normal.
We're swimming.
I know. We're going to swim in some hot
tub. Let's
do it.
Wow. Yeah, you sounded real funny all of a sudden, so I don't know what you did, but now you sound great.
I was talking about me being drunk, so I probably reverted back to my drunken state.
Yeah, you said you were, go ahead, Jeff.
I had nothing.
I was just trying to train my drunken self to eat salad, and it's not working at all.
Yeah, but your body doesn't crave that. Like, your body's needing
it
when you're drunk. Like, I've never craved salad while I was drunk. I'm craving, like, cheeseburger, chicken fingers, just like some shit.
Yeah,
I
like
crave McDonald's French fries. Like, it's going out of style.
Oh, see, I didn't do McDonald's. Burger King was the only thing that was open till like, 4 in the morning. So if I got home early, I'd always hit up Burger King and give me some onion rings and some zesty sauce. But it got to the point, I mean, it would make me so sick to eat it, even sober, that I just couldn't do it. But then I would also love me, you know, obviously pizza. But do you ever get, like, the sampler platter, like, Denny's or any, like, diner where it comes with cheese sticks, onion rings, and chicken fingers?
No, it sounds good.
Yes.
I would
yes,
get, like,
the, that's, like,
the
one
what,
thing you buy, like, when you're drunk, they take care of all the food groups.
Right, like that, literally, for probably years, anytime I went to Denny's, like, that's what
yep.
I got. That's what I had for dinner was a sampler platter. Like,
wow.
That's it, with all the dressings. That's it, that's all. And then that's, you know, anytime we went out for breakfast, that's usually what I got.
That's
or a frittata. But, yeah, I know, right? No wonder why I got fat again. Hello.
Well, this is the thing, like, usually I like Denny's, those places, I like pancakes. But when you're drunk, you don't even want anything sweet. Like, that really, that plate of fried heaven, it's like, yeah, that's the only thing your stomach really needs. Like, it just needs
fries,
soak it all up.
Gravy. Oh.
And give me some ranch dressing on the side.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, let me dip it in the ranch. It's funny because the other day we were talking about you being a vegan. Now we're talking about ways to get over a hangover. We were like chicken fingers, cheese sticks.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be an issue if I get a hangover. I'm not sure what's going to go down. But I could like just see, you know those Frito spiral things? I don't know what the hell they're called. But they're like, you can get it, like, I think it's like barbecue flavor or whatever, although like spiral noodle looking, but they're Fritos, like corn chips.
I do. They're like chili cheese something. I've seen them. I've never eaten them, but I've seen them, and they're kind of spirally. Yeah. What about them?
Yeah, like, those were like my favorite thing. So that was the other thing. I'd always stop at the gas station and get those, or combos, for the ride home, and just be drunk and enjoy my little fucking Frito things. So I may just be able to do that and not eat the rest. Here's hoping.
Have you ever? Oh, all right. I was gonna say,
no.
Have you ever been wasted and driven home, woken up, not knowing how you got in there, and then you get in your car and you're like, oh, I had McDonald's last night. Weird.
No.
I've done that on more than one occasion.
No.
And I've also found a taco in the glove box a couple months later.
Shut up. I one time found a piece of chicken with cheese in it wrapped up in a man's necktie in my purse.
Oh.
I couldn't tell you which man it belonged to or how I acquired it, but apparently I took a tie off someone, and I took some chicken home for later.
You wrapped a piece of chicken up in a necktie.
I did. Stuck it in my purse for later, sure did. And it was a really nice pie. I think it was Burberry.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well,
amazing.
At least, like, you know, at least she was sanitary. She didn't want to ruin the embed of a purse. I get that.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, she was like, I might be hungry, Lily. Let me take a little cupcakes of chicken. That would be the best one if it was fried chicken or barbecue chicken.
That would have been way better.
I don't know. I could see Katrina being the type of bitch to line her bag with Ziploc bags so she can fill it up.
I do when I'm traveling, sure do. You know, you go to the breakfast buffet, especially if you're in another country, you don't know when you're going to eat again. Yeah, of course. Doesn't everybody? No.
I haven't done it in a while because I don't carry a man purse anymore, but and now I can't because I don't eat that shit. But yes, girl, I've done it. I guess
is it that you're in another country and you don't know when you're gonna eat again?
Because when you're traveling, you know, you go to tours and you do different activities and you don't know how long they're gonna last.
Oh, you're more touristy. Oh, so you might need a snack. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
what are you doing
so,
in the other countries, Katrina?
No, I mean, I'm not going to starve, but I'm probably going to get hungry. Like, especially in Israel, I always do that. Because, you know, you don't know if the food's going to be kosher, there's going to be something you want to eat, if it's going to be all, like, the meat separated from the dairy. Like, why don't I just make my purse non-kosher, and I'll stick the dairy shit in there with the meat stuff, and everybody gets...
What the hell is kosher, anyway? Like, I understand, like, I don't understand what makes something kosher.
It's, like, blessed by a rabbi and prepared a certain way so that it's...
Oh, okay.
So that it's
blessed
cool.
Food. Like, it's prepared and blessed and turned out for the world.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Holla.
I can dig it. I'll eat it. I've had kosher stuff before, but I never knew what made it kosher. I was like, well, what's the difference?
I sure do enjoy me a kosher wiener.
Yeah, exactly, right? They're really
Hebrew
good.
Not all, where it's at.
All beef? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's high-quality
like,
meat.
I like the beef, and I sure do like my high-quality meat. Yep, sure do.
You are such a pig.
So what's your guilty pleasure in food, Katrina?
I don't know. That's real hard. I love... caviar with a shot of vodka, a glass of champagne, and an In-N-Out burger.
Are you kidding?
Final answer.
Are you kidding?
Wow.
Do I sound like I'm kidding?
I don't think she is. What is that before your diet? What was your guilty pleasure food? And James, you get ready. You're next.
Oh, give him his 5-second delay warning.
So he can get his thoughts. Because James will be like, I don't know.
Yeah, he will. Jeffrey, you're up.
Before the diet, what was your guilty pleasure? After the diet, what's your guilty pleasure? So I think
I would have
what
to say pizza, because I could eat pizza every day of the week, all day long, and not get bored of it.
Yes.
Like, I'm really a pizza-aholic.
And now after the diet, he likes to eat Brussels sprouts for fun.
I ate them before. No, I can still have pizza. I make it with the cauliflower crust. So I can't wait. Like, I'm really looking forward to coming home from vacation so we can make it.
That's just weird.
It's exciting. I actually, like, really look forward to, like, cooking. And making
he likes to
food.
Cook, though. Yeah, like, he likes to cook. Like, Jeff really needs to, like, get into, like, culinary. He needs to, like, you know what you need to do, Jeffrey? This is where the thought is. This is where the money's at. You need to create a restaurant, food cart, something, truck, something, where you have your healthy vegan food, but you make it delicious. Because, you know, most people don't eat healthy because they feel like it doesn't have any flavor.
Yep.
They feel like it doesn't have any taste. And there's a couple of vegan restaurants out here that they actually make their food flavorful. So it's like, yeah, you know, the old thought was always, okay, healthy, vegan, that kind of stuff is not healthy, it's not good, you don't have the fat, you don't have this, you don't have that. All the things that make food taste good is missing. But if you would figure out a way to make it so that it's flavorful and it's spicy.
Well, here's the thing. Like, there's so many natural, like, spices that now I'm just kind of getting more and more in tune with that it's like they really are enough. Because I'm like, you know, there's never enough garlic in anything. Like, I tend to overspice everything. Because as a child, everything my mother served was a little bit bland. So I'm at the complete opposite spectrum where, you know, if it calls for a tablespoon of garlic or whatever, I'll put like 5 in. It's a problem.
Well,
right.
I like a lot
of
flavor.
Well, it's not that much of a problem because people eat your food. People love
right.
it.
Well,
good.
Here's my thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, with this, I was like going through the book, and there's like one where it's like a bed of spinach on top of some beets with some goat cheese. I'm like, that's not going to happen in this world. Not for me, because no. Mm-mm, I need a little something more. So I'm working on it.
Right. Well, you're farther along than we are. So,
yep.
So, Jamesy, we'll get back to you. What is your guilty pleasure food?
Pizza and macaroni and cheese.
Oh, macaroni and cheese is mine. You give me some pasta and some cheese, and I'm good.
Roscoe's, hello.
Oh, I know. Roscoe's is pretty damn fabulous. You know, I haven't been to Roscoe's since we went to Roscoe's. I think I went one other time. I surprised my boyfriend with it.
Not okay. That makes me
sad.
Oh,
I remember you that night. I was all mad that you were going without me, and I asked you to send me some chicken to New York.
Right. I sent him a picture. I face or text him a picture and was like, look what I made. But it was like I just surprised him. Like, I was on my way home, and I thought I was passing by Roscoe's, and I was like, we should have Roscoe's tonight. So I was like, let me get this and surprise this man, and boy, you should see the look on his face. I tell you. That's true.
Now that,
because the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Now, there's a few exceptions to my diet. The next time in L.A., I will eat an In-N-Out burger. I will eat Roscoe's. And I probably will eat Del Taco. I'm not going to lie. Like,
I
I'm not going
to. Every plan for vacation around food. I was like, hey, what do you want to do today? He's like, I want to go to Sonic. I'm like, really, dude? You're in Vegas. What you want to do is go to Sonic. Okay, whatever you want.
I would want to do that, too, because they don't have Sonic here.
Right.
And I went to Dallas, when I went to Odessa, when I went to my family reunion, I straight up got off the plane, and my mom was like, oh, this, that. She's like talking about all this stuff. She's like, what do you want to do? And I go, can we go to Whataburger? Have you ever had a Whataburger? Have you ever had one of those?
Yes.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
are awesome.
Jeffrey, that when we go to, when you ever go to Dallas, anywhere in Texas, it's called What a Burger. And you, they make it fresh, and you can put anything on it. Like, you just put, but it's like, even just ordering it, it's so good, and the fries are good. Oh, my God, What a Burger. I'll tell you this. I took my boyfriend to Dallas, and he had What a Burger, like, 4 times in 2 days. We just kept wanting to go back.
Wow.
That's how Joe and I are. Seriously, I'm telling you, this is going to be a tough trip because Joe's like, what are we going to do when we pass a Sonic or Jack in the Box? I'm like, we're going to drive past them. And he's like, what? I'm like, dude, here's another thought for you. We're going to be on the road. We haven't eaten shit in a week. Do you know what that's going to do to our system? I don't poop in public. I'm not trying to deal with this. Unless there's one real close to the hotel, it's not going to happen.
Well, I understand that. I think that's just
okay. Yeah, because it's gonna hit you hard.
It will not be a good time. Like, it will be very ugly.
Don't have any protein shakes. It'll tear you up and it'll be so stinky.
You'll have bubble guts for show.
Yeah, don't do it.
I'm not. I'm
so
making
what are you
cucumber.
Do you're not going to poop?
No. I will, like, once we're at the hotel or, you know, at the house, but I won't, not on the road, like, in a public restroom. Oh, no.
That's hilarious.
I don't know where your asshole has been, and I don't really want to touch your mind indirectly.
Oh, wow. Ew.
Where's the worst place you had to go poop?
Outside in the woods.
Me too, that's what I would say.
I think everybody at some point in their life had to go, and it was like,
I went on a church hike, and it was like 116 miles through the Oregon Trail, and I was such a little prima donna that I would wake up early, and I would take a dip in the lake. It was like freezing, and then but at least I was clean. Then I would go out in the back of the woods and I would make a toilet out of rocks and sit on it where no one could see.
Well, okay, you lost me at I was on a church hike.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on that one.
Bitch can't boil water, but she can make a toilet out of rocks. Does anybody else see the problem here?
Right.
Well, I don't need to boil water, but I need my butt to not get poison ivy. So yeah, it makes sense.
Oh man, that's funny.
My princess butt can't get dirty. I'm just saying.
Only that's funny.
Only Katrina Johnson.
I am the prima donna-ish because I'm bringing my own toilet paper down on this road trip.
Oh, my God. What kind of toilet paper do you use, Jeffrey?
The soft stuff. I can't stand it. Like, we go to Joe's parents' house, and they have that loose leaf paper shit. I can't do it. I'm like, that's just not nice on my ass.
Do they have, like, the public bathroom kind of toilet paper that'll, like, sandpaper your butt?
Yeah, like, I don't like that. I like some quilted Northern Charmin or something. You know what I'm saying? Give me a little cushion. Give me something soft. I don't want no loose leaf paper. Otherwise, I go get some paper out the desk and I wipe my ass. No, thank you.
It's you said loose leaf paper. Loose leaf paper. That's just funny. That's how it feels.
Y'all
every, like, loose leaf.
Don't you remember that shit from school? You'd have to get loose leaf paper.
Yep.
Yeah. They were like little squares. I was like, why can't we just have a roll? You have to get like 1,000 little squares just to wipe your ass.
Yeah, fuck all that. Like, I can't be bothered. Like, I want me some soft toilet paper and I want me some good paper towels. So I'm bringing both.
All right.
Jeffrey, have you ever been to jail?
No, and I can't because it really would not work out for my favor. Because, no. Mm-mm. I'd be like, excuse me, Mr. Guide, sir. I'm going to need some Charmin up in here and a curtain. Because I'm trying to take a dump and y'all can't watch.
And I need some baby wipes and a candle and some Febreze. And I need some cold cream for my eyes because they're getting pumped.
And some R&B music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, can you give me a TV, please? Because General Hospital is supposed to be good this week.
I haven't watched General Hospital in so long. Jeffrey, have you been watching?
Yeah.
Has it been good?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know where they kind of started losing me? They kind of started pissing me off with, like, you know how Todd and Blair, I mean, not Todd, Todd and Star, now they're, like, two different people. Like, why can't they just be Todd and Star? Like, why did they take them off the show and then they brought them back? There was a lawsuit.
Because of the lawsuit. Yeah.
Really?
Prospect Park is suing ABC for $25 million. Because, now, you remember, at the end of One Life to Live, Prospect Park bought all the rights to the show. Well, a bunch of the characters from One Life to Live moved over to General Hospital, and they killed a couple of them off.
Right.
So Prospect Park is like, we didn't give you permission to do that. Like, this is an issue. But here's, like, they didn't find the body, so it's like, come on. And then Prospect Park apparently wanted to share the people, and then, like, ABC got pissed and was kind of like, fuck you, and was like, no. So, I mean, it was kind of stupid to me because it's like, y'all could have just shared them, but I don't know how it really would have worked. But, you know, they could have came up with some really interesting thing to work together, which would have been nice considering they are ABC's old soaps. But it didn't happen. Prospect Park got pissed, and they're suing them. So they had to get rid of them and bring them back as different characters.
Wow.
Because of the lawsuit and everything, which is just petty to me. But I'm actually starting to warm up to it.
Really?
It took me a while because I was pissed. Like, I still don't like What's-His-Face. Like, I kind of was hoping that they recast Jason because that dude just pissed me off. Like, I thought McBain would have been like, I was like, okay, yeah, I could see that. That'd be cool. Because him and What's-Her-Face, they got a good chemistry. But then when they brought back Todd, I really for a minute thought it was Jason. And I was like, that's kind of genius.
Right, but they made him, what's his name?
Franco. Yeah, which is fine. It's still cool. I'm warming up to it. It's interesting. I think it brings, like, gives us some more Quartermains, and it, you know, it's just, it's all right. It's okay. They need to just move quicker. I can't deal with the slow pace shit. Like, stop. You know, the soap opera way of they'll say something and then they're getting ready to go to and they just stare at each other for a minute. It's like, come on, bitches. I got shit to do. I ain't got time for this.
You want to hear my soap opera report?
Yes.
What?
I knew it was coming. I was like, how's she going to diss it? How's she going to diss our poor little General Hospital?
I'm so excited, but I'm a little bummed that I'm leaving, like, in the prime of everything coming back. Like, Dexter's coming back on this weekend. Drop to Diva came on last weekend. Franklin and Bash is back on. And Heather Locklear's on Franklin and Bash, which just makes me moist. And True Blood, like, yeah, you know, she looks a little better than when she came back to that remake of Melrose Place. Like, I think it settled down a little bit. It doesn't look as swollen. So it's not too bad. And she's getting to play, like, the bitch of a boss, which is just fun. It's like, oh, it's Amanda Woodward. Yay!
Right, right. So this is my thought. What was I going to say? You know that, like, we're talking about soaps and we're talking about craziness and we're talking about, you know, we're obviously attracted to that. Have you seen this real-life stuff going on with Aaron Hernandez, who's the member of, well, who used to be a former member of the Patriots?
No.
The football guy?
Okay. No.
Let me paint this picture for you. Aaron Hernandez got fame. Obviously, the Patriots go to the Super Bowl quite often. They're a very prominent team, you know. So this kid was hanging out with his sister's boyfriend, and his sister's boyfriend is like a semi-pro player. Hanging out with him, going to clubs with him, and then a mile away on, I think it was on Sunday, the sister's boyfriend is found shot execution style.
Oh.
So, yes. So they go and they question, you know, everybody. They question him because when they find the body, they find a key in this kid's pocket to a rental car that belongs to Aaron Hernandez, who is a football player. So when they go to Aaron Hernandez's house, they look at his security cameras, which they've all been disabled. They notice that he had a cleaning crew come in his house and scrub it down, and they noticed that his phone is, like, completely broken, like, broken. So they, of course, he's a suspect, right? And so everybody's like, oh, my God, could this football player have killed this kid? Well, they go into his house, they search his house a couple days later, they're in there for, like, 3 hours. They pull out all kinds of stuff. So yesterday, the cops show up to his house, and they arrest him for murder. They arrest him for, they arraign him. And the way that the cops tell it is what they understand is him and this guy were really good friends. He dated his sister, and this guy disrespected him or was friends with people who didn't like him, so he decided to kill him. They not only found a shell casing at the murder, but they also found a piece of chewed gum, which the gum is the same gum that Aaron Hernandez had bought at a gas station. He filled up his gas tank, he bought some gum, and got some cigarettes. So this guy who makes millions of dollars, huge football star, and now it's all coming out. Like, there's all these pictures of him on Twitter, like, he's holding a gun, like, he was a blood, like, he's gang-affiliated. It's, like, crazy in the football world. Like, murder and deceit and crazy.
Have mercy. I think we need to write a movie.
Yeah. It's crazy. If you look at TMZ, you can pull it up. There's all kinds of pictures today. But it's so, like, it pisses me off because this kid was, like, sitting on top of the world. And he really got a lot of fame and a lot of notoriety because he's, you know, I think he's Puerto Rican. And they were like, wow, he's the first Puerto Rican who's really getting fame. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a kudos to where his heritage, you know? So now it's like, he can face it. He can't get executed because they don't believe in execution, but he can get life in prison. It was a brutal enough murder.
Wow.
That's
terrible.
Terrible. And all for nothing, because I was kind of like, well, maybe he was, you know, beating up the sister, or maybe something horrible happened. No, it was because he felt disrespected, and so he decided to murder this kid. The more money you get, the more people are going to try to fuck with you. That's just what happens.
If you have that much money, why can't you just hire someone else to do your dirty work?
I think you start feeling, they said that there might be a couple other people involved because they did see him with a couple of other guys, but I don't know. They haven't arrested anyone else, but yeah, like, I think you get to a point where you're rich and you're famous and you really think you're invincible. Like, you really think nobody can touch you. And it's like, really? Like, you really think you're like, oh, I got money. I can fight this. You know, I'll get some attorneys. I'll do this. Like, it's just crazy to me.
Well, and the thing is, it's like, you don't have that much money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, they got, you know, a couple million, maybe 10 million, maybe 40. But it's still, like, it's not that kind of money, and you're not that popular. You know what I'm saying? Like, sports people are popular, but it's not, like, somebody that's huge, mainstream, you know, like, if it was
Bad
Pitt, they did it.
You don't know what football players look like.
Like, it would be a different story. Like, but then the whole gum thing and all that kind of stuff, I'm like, that's kind of circumstantial. Like, unless they tested that gum and it came out of his mouth, it had his DNA on it.
Well, I mean, you don't think it has DNA on it? Yeah, exactly.
But I'm saying, does it, though? Have they tested it yet? Does it have his DNA on it? Or did the kid drive in his car?
No, they just arrested him. And they knew, like, well, this is the other thing they had. He was texting that kid. They do have proof that he picked the kid up. And then he was texting the kid all the while. You know, like all the while that everything was kind of going on. So, you know,
Stupid. Like, dude need to watch a Lifetime movie to figure out what not to do.
You know what I think? I think it's all OJ's fault. You know why? It's because people after that OJ trial, people really think if you hire a good enough team, a good enough lawyer team, they'll get you off. Like, they think I can just, I'll hire Johnny Cochran and them, and I'll get off. Or, you know, I'll hire people like that. And, I think it's all, people really think, rich people really think they can get away with shit.
Not even OJ. Look at Homegirl. What's her puss? The one with the baby. Why am I drawing a blank?
Yes.
What's her name?
Casey Anthony. Yes.
Like, it happens. Like, you just have to make sure that the facts are distorted enough. And I think, but, you know, I think about that now. And, like, today, it's so much harder to commit a crime than it was 30, mm-hmm. 20 years.
There's so much more evidence now. Yeah, you're screwed.
Yeah. Right. You know, where I'm like, I'm surprised that there wasn't more crime in the 50s, 60s, 40s, 30s, when you could kind of get away with shit. Like, I was watching, like, Boardwalk Empire, and they, like, shot the dude on the side of the road and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, there's no fucking proof. Like, not. Like, they got nothing. What are they going to do? The only thing they can go on is their guess. But at the same time,
right,
I guess
they got to have somebody
like,
see them do it.
They were a little more into just throwing people in jail because.
Right. Right. Well, now you have all these people who've been in jail for 20 years, and you find out they didn't even really do it. Like, forensics is turned down, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's, like, horrible. But, yeah, this kid is, like, totally throwing his life away. I mean, craziness.
Okay.
No,
go ahead.
That's all I was going to say.
Oh, well, that kind of made me think, like, how would we feel if, like, let's say the next serial killer in America is somebody like Dexter, where they only are killing quote-unquote, bad people. How do you think America would react?
I think they'd be okay with him. Like a Robin Hood. Who doesn't like Robin Hood? Except this one's not Robin, it's killing. But it's fine. Survival of the fittest. Get rid of the bad ones and let's only breed the good ones.
Right.
Well, I'm
okay
just saying, like, how would everybody feel? Like, would you be okay with it? Would you be okay with him not catching them?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like, if they were just out there killing sex offenders,
or, you know, violent crime people, or, you know, women abusers, or whatever, like,
I can't say I'd miss them.
I wouldn't. Sure wouldn't. Nope.
So you'd be okay with it?
I would, yeah.
I don't know if I'd be okay with it, but I can't say I'd be upset.
I wouldn't vote against it, I'll tell you that.
You know, because to me, it's like, these days, you can rape people and do things to people and you don't even hardly get anything. Like, it's just like, because this is my thought. Like, the guy who was in Ohio who had kidnapped the girls and held them hostage for 10 years, and, like, some of them, like, from what I hear, the reports are horrible. He'd starve them, he'd beat them, he'd sexually abuse them, like, constantly. He'd keep them in chains and, like, tied up, and so now they have, like, muscular problems. They've got to get facial reconstructive surgery because he messed them up. You know, they may or may not be able to have children because he may force them to have, you know, miscarriages. I mean, it's like horrible, horrific things. Like, they didn't go outside. They didn't feel the sun on their skin for 10 years. Like, scariness, right? This guy's sitting in a jail, sleeping on a nice bed, has a blanket, gets 3 meals a day, and gets to watch
TV. We're paying for it. And we're paying
for it. Yeah. Like, that fucking pisses me off. Like, he's chilling in jail.
Yep.
He's chilling.
Living
the
life.
Way
better than
on
the outside.
Yeah, he gets 3 meals a day. And who's to say we'd get 3 meals a day? I mean, you know, obviously, we all work. We all do things. But it ain't guaranteed we're going to get to eat every day. We got to work
right.
for our money.
And don't forget, they can get a free college education.
Yeah. And he pled not guilty. So now he's going to drag these poor girls through a whole long trial. And it's just going to be horrific.
There is something very, again, wrong with this country's justice system when the prisoners are treated better than some of our lower-class citizens that just can't make ends meet. Like, there's something seriously wrong with that.
Seriously wrong.
Not that prison's a cakewalk, but, you know,
it's a lot easier.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Like, I agree.
Coming out of prison with degrees and shit. Like, are you kidding?
I know. I know. It's pretty pathetic when you think about it. It's pretty pathetic. Yeah. So, I don't know, but, you know. So, yeah, this dude, like, he murdered this poor guy. Like, just murdered him. Like, shot him, like, 4 or 5 times. And you know, it's like the evidence is all pointing to him, and it's just really crazy. Really, really crazy. But I have someone that I want to nominate as our new mascot for the show, our new train wreck.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've got a new nominee. because, you know, Lindsay's in rehab, so we can't really get much out of her these days. But I would like to nominate Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
Have you seen her new video? Have you seen her new video?
No.
No, what's going on with the Miley?
Okay, her haircut is horrible. I can't get over the haircut.
She looks like Justin Bieber, and now they're dating.
Right. Well, she's like twerking videos where, like, she's like popping her ass all hard and, like,
I thought you meant like a music video.
No, she has a music video, and you've got to watch it. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to send you guys a link. It is cray cray. And she recently posted on her Twitter, she goes, you know, her mom and dad are getting a divorce again. She basically posted on her Twitter, either you come out with the truth or I will. You've got 1 hour. And she posted a picture of his co-star when he did the Broadway musical Chicago.
Oh.
Of her father?
He was shipping his co-star.
He was supposed, it seems he was shipping his co-star.
Wow.
Yes.
So Billy Ray's a hoe, huh?
Uh-huh.
He's got an icky, freaky heart. What do you expect? He's got to fill it.
Billy Ray is a whore. Yes.
Which, and that, it's so funny because, you know, with her growing up and being on the Disney Channel, they tried to paint it like she was such a good girl, great little home environment. And she's another one, turned 18, and holy shit. Look out.
She's small, and then, like, she was on, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel the other day, and she basically told Jimmy Kimmel, like, she gets high with Snoop. Like, she's just wild. I mean, which is fine. She's old enough to get high in the state of California. Like, she can do whatever she wants to do. But she just, like you said, she was Miss Prim and Proper, and now she's busting out the gate. And she's trying to be sexy, and she's showing her ass.
And it's not
she's
working.
She's rocking and dropping.
Like,
no. She's
with
not
her
pretty
lesbian
enough
haircut.
To be sexy.
No, and she's not that good of a singer either. And it, to me, it's like, again, like, she's another one. What she had going on for her was working very well. That whole little good girl Hannah Montana shit, like, it worked. She rocked the boat, and now I feel like her career's suffering because, really, how much do we hear from her?
None. We don't.
I don't.
There was, like, a semi not really huge musical career, and that's kind of it.
That's it. Like, she, but you're right, like, the thing is, she can't really sing. Like, at the end of the day, she might squeeze out a hit, but she doesn't have that Britney Spears factor where Britney could, she makes a great song. Like, she makes a great party song, and we don't mind that she's, like, synthesized and you know,
auto-tuned.
Don't
care.
We don't
great.
Mind. Because it's a great song, it's a great show, it's a beautiful face to look at. Miley, on the other hand, like you said, the haircut is wrong. She's forcing the sexiness. Like, you're just, I mean, God. Like, some people, if you're sexy, you're just sexy. Like, to me, Christina Aguilera forces the sexy sometimes. Now that she's gotten older, she seems to, like, she seems to get it a little better. But,
I think now she's, like, batshit crazy. Like, I think she's one of those ones that, like, I just can't stand anymore. Like, she had the one album that did very, very well. Her voice, you know, everybody's like, wow, she's got chops. The beautiful one.
Right, yeah.
Or she
right.
did Dirty and all that.
Though,
and it was great.
She does,
and then after
drag.
That.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
Yeah, she's singing too hard.
She just, she's like, she's going to put every single run she knows in that song. And it's like, girl, we get it. You can sing. We get it. Gosh, finally, gosh. You got the best voice, okay. Like, Mariah Carey does that shit sometimes, too.
And if you just, like, watch, like, they used to, you know, like, VH1 Behind the Music or whatever, and they had, like, the Christina Aguilera story, and it's like, she was such a little fucking brat.
Yes.
And, like, her mom, too, they're like, well, we had to keep leaving schools because kids were mean to her because she was so talented. And then Britney Spears got a record, and she was just so upset, like, when's it going to be my turn? And I can really sing. Like, you entitled bitch.
Wow.
I love
that was awesome.
Mariah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I used to love Mariah Carey. I can't fucking stand her face no more either. Like, but wow. You became an alcoholic, went fucking crazy,
like her now.
And really showed who you were. Like, you thought you were God's gift to the earth, and you still fucking do. Sit down and shut the fuck up. I got nothing to say to you,
like
Madonna. No. Mm-mm.
I still like Mariah, because Mariah, you know, to me, like, she's just a diva. Like, I blame it on the diva.
Yeah, it's not attractive, though.
But ever since she had the babies, she seems so much sweeter. Like, she's like, post all these really cute pictures of her and her babies, and I just love it.
I don't buy it. I think it's all for publicity. She probably has like 10 nannies and doesn't even change a diaper.
Probably.
No.
We don't give a shit.
Yeah,
she hasn't changed a diaper. She's like hundreds of millions. I wouldn't change a damn diaper.
You would take that Mariah money and be her nanny and love on them babies.
I sure would take a lot of her money.
I would make sure, if I have a busy schedule, I'd make sure I have loving people around my babies so that they don't miss a beat. Let's just all love them. It takes an army.
She don't even need nannies because Nick Cannon is her bitch. Let's all be serious. That's what she got with him.
I love it. He works so much. Nick Cannon,
I
used to think he was a bitch. I did. But I didn't realize Nick Cannon does stand-up, and he's on the road a lot. And he's funny. He actually does a really funny set. And he talks about himself, and it's hilarious. He actually, you know, he does America's Got Talent. He hosts that show. And then he manages, like, he has his own management company. Like, he manages a lot of rappers. And, I mean, he's got his hand in a lot of people's pocket. Like, he's actually really smart.
He's another one. I really enjoyed him. Like, I loved Wilding Out. I thought he was great. Whatever that one movie he was in, I can't remember, with the drums or whatever I liked. And then he kind of got with Mariah Carey, and I lost all my respect for him.
Why? He married his sex symbol. Like, that was the girl he dreamed of. Like, that's like marrying Janet Jackson or something.
Like, it's just kind of cheesy. I don't know. Like, I just don't like it. Like, it's just kind of almost embarrassing to me. Like,
is it because
and then,
he looks like she could be his mom?
I did not. Yeah, basically. And then I did not. I do not like him on America's Got Talent. Like, I just never thought he was the right fit for that show.
No,
I didn't think Jerry Springer was either.
Jerry Springer was the host of that show.
Yeah, before Nick Cannon.
Oh my God! Yeah, I've never.
I don't
watched
think
that
Jerry
show.
Springer's the right fit for anything other than of some Count and Timbuktu.
Right. Like, this is my thing. I don't like that show. Like, America's Got Talent, I don't believe that you riding the bike with your hands should be compared to somebody singing or compared to
I've never watched it
dancing
like that,
or compared to, like, I don't even get it. Like, I don't even get how it's all in the same competition. Like, fire blowers are in the same competition with, I just don't get it. It's weird. It's real weird.
Mm. Well, they rotate through hosts on that show like it's water.
Yeah. Well, he's been on for a couple of years now. They actually did some really good promos this year with Nick Cannon.
I did like, though,
yeah,
when they got Howard Stern, I thought that was kind of genius. I felt like he needed to be on TV. Like, he's harsh, and I feel like he's brutally honest in his world.
Perfect.
Right.
Yeah, and, like, people were pissed, but I'm like, no, I think Howard Stern's a great choice, because whether his opinion's right or wrong, to me, doesn't really matter, because he's passionate about what he believes. You know what I mean? And he's brutally honest for what he believes. So, you know, kind of like Jake a little bit, where Jake gets in trouble because he says shit that's like, dude, you just can't say that. Like, you know, like, you just can't.
But it's true, so you can.
Right.
Not if you want to keep the advertisers. Shit.
Right. We'd have Paula Deen if she was a Jake.
Exactly.
Oh, man. But you know what else I've kind of gotten? So are we going to all vote and make Miley Cyrus a new train wreck? Because I'm telling you, it's coming. It's
yes.
Coming.
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, perfect. Okay, let's keep a watch on her. I'm telling you, please go see her music video, the latest music video. Please go see it, because you will have a whole lot more to talk about. Because it is.
I don't
just
think I can. My ears will bleed.
No, it'll be fine. Watch it on mute.
Turn the channel off. Turn the volume down and just watch it, and you're gonna die.
Yeah, just watch. Do you guys think she's banging Justin Bieber?
Yeah. What is that about? Is she taking?
I don't know. I don't know. She tried to say, I'm not begging him. I am engaged. But, like, that engagement is so fraught. Like, please. I don't know. I think Justin Bieber is just going to bang whatever comes around.
I think they'd be the perfect couple, and they could be each other's stand-ins and body doubles because they look exactly the same.
Yeah, same size. They're like two little 12-year-old boys. They both
look like 12-year-old boys. They both wear the same clothes. Yeah, it's perfect.
It's quite genius, actually. Good on you, Katrina Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Good on you.
Yeah.
I'm actually sending you guys the video as we speak.
Excellent.
Okay, good. I was trying to Google it, and I came up with that Twitter thing. Like,
I think I found it.
With her little bald head and her little bleached blonde hair, like, I'm sorry, I know it's horrible, but she looks like a cancer patient.
She just looks a mess. She looks horrible. Like, her eyes are too big to not have hair. You know?
And she's too, her face, I don't know what her body looks like, but her face is, you know, plumpy. It's a little, you know, it's a little, she's got a full,
like,
face.
Big jaws, like, I mean, or big cheekbones or something.
Yeah, like, you just, no, it's not cute. Like, none of, you know, down below it has pictures of her with hair, and I'm like, you know, she really had that, like, cute little innocent country girl naive thing going on. Like, when she had that song Party in the USA, you know, like, everybody I knew loved that song. Everybody, you know, nobody wanted to admit to it, but we was out jamming to it. That was one of them.
I love it.
You know what it is? I'm looking at this video, and you know what it is? She wants to be, like, Nicki Minaj so bad. Like, she wants to be cool and hip-hop and, like, gangsta. Like, she just kind of wants to do, like, girl, that ain't you. You were in Hannah, Montana. You didn't grow up in the hood. Like, just please watch
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Like,
you step from Disney and then you drown. See?
Right, and now you're screwing everybody, and now you're, like, doing stupid shit. Like, come on.
Wow, but come on, let's think about this. All those Disney stars have a shelf life. Shelf life. Look, what happened to that one bitch before her? There was and I love how they act, and then all of a sudden they're singers, and none of them can sing for a damn, but Disney's trying to capitalize on them. What was the one bitch that came before her that had that show on Disney? The blonde chick. She's got a sister. Oh, fuck. Duffy?
Hillary Duff.
Oh, Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff did some movies and then got knocked up and got married.
Please press play on this video and please watch as you're talking.
It's not loading.
It's not loading?
Oh,
refresh
now it is.
The page.
Okay. Wait, there's still sound. I turned the sound off and there's still sound. Oh, dear. Oh, my God.
It's okay, just playing.
It's fine.
Jeffrey doesn't know how to work his computer. It's brand new.
Nope,
no, it's an iPad. Okay, what the fuck? What? Why is there smoke coming out of a woman's vagina? And why are people coming out of bushes? They're roasting marshmallows on candles. She is not sexy. What the fuck is she wearing? And this dude's eating money? And then what are these little pills for?
Wow. Well, it gets better. Wait, she's not even dancing.
Like,
she's
this isn't even art. Like, bitch, you're taking too much fucking LSD. Seriously?
Right.
I mean, she's shaking her ass. She's slapping a woman's ass?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Watch her. She's dancing with the black girl.
Like, she's like an ugly version of Sharon Stone. Like, she just, no.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then cutting the fingers? I mean, what the fuck, bitch? Like, you need to get a cut. Like, her ass ain't cute. Her ass is like two pears fucking stuck together in these white pants. Like, there's nothing fucking. And then she got her crotch all hanging out, and she got ew, she's got moose knuckle. She's got camel toe. When she's dancing with the bear, she's got camel toe. When she's wearing the shorts, watch it. Oh, my God, bitch, it's got camel toe. Honey, put your vagina lips away. I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah, you do.
I feel like she's trying to channel Sharon Stone, Britney Spears, and Madonna. Yeah, like, she's walking around with, like, it's all fucked up. Like, this bitch has got problems.
I'm telling you.
Now fucking face with a fucking doll? I mean, is this shit for real? Okay, that's definitely a Madonna outfit. And then some guy's walking around with a neon sign that says fuck, and then she's trying to dance, but it looks like she has a seizure. And again, now we go back to the people with smoke coming out of their private part.
I have to watch it again.
I don't even need to watch it. If I watch it, it's not going to be nearly as good as Jeffrey's commentary.
What?
I cannot watch it.
Oh, my gosh. James, have you seen it? You're our resident.
I have.
Performer.
And when you walked in, did you say, Miley, put your vagina away when you watched it?
No. Well, I figured if I watched it, I should probably be high. Because I didn't understand it.
No.
Be high to really understand the video.
Maybe we should be high. Okay,
she's doing something right. I mean,
okay, when I'm on vacation, I'm going to smoke a doobie.
You can't lie. You can't lie.
Wow.
I'm on vacation.
The video has, like, what, 30 million views, and the song is, like, in the top 10 on the Billboard chart. So she's doing something right.
No, she's not.
I haven't heard the song.
I just turned the volume up for a second to try to hear it, and I was like, what? And then there's some guy going, rah, 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 rah. Like, what the fuck? Like, bitch, you do not, no. And then she's, like, kissing a man. He's got a little hair on his chest. Like, and she's just rubbing her cooch all over the bed. And now she's grabbing some other bitch's breakfasts and sticking her tongue out and throwing the dog sign down with her gold teeth.
Wow.
I mean,
I like the part where she's, like, shaking her ass in front of the, like, the girls.
I'm sorry, but
if
I was her fucking mother, I would straight punch my daughter as hard as I fucking could in the face. Like, I would bust the bitch's nose and be like, what the fuck are you doing with your life? You crazy little fucking slut bitch whore. Like, what? You got fucking camel toe in your video, and you obviously put it there on purpose, and you're rubbing your coot and sticking your ass in the air. What the fuck?
Like, poor guy. Like, the guy that she's marrying, like, he's like a major actor. Like, he's a professional fucking actor with this chick. Like,
he's clearly glutton for punishment.
Well, isn't he older than her, too? Or was that the last guy?
So.
I don't really know.
I think he is a little older, but he's one of those guys who isn't he like a Thor? Like, he plays the part of Thor. No, he's in
The brother
Games.
Played Thor.
Yeah, he's in The Hunger Games. He's a cute guy in the Hunger Games.
Like, I'm just not impressed. Like, that bitch needs to be punched in the face. Like, what are you doing? Like, that's just, maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know. But it's just trashy. Like, at least Madonna's were, like,
Brown
erotic. Like, that was, like,
out.
Taking a trip on fucking LSD. Like, all of a sudden there's peoples with big-ass teddy bear stuffed animals just jumping in a room. And her trying to dance looks like she's having a fucking seizure. Bitch, take your Depakote. What are you doing?
And put your vagina away.
Right.
Yeah, like, oh, why, get your moose knuckle out my camera shot.
That sounds brilliant.
That's just fucking rude.
Rude rough on your eyeballs.
Oh, somebody just needs to punch her.
That's hilarious.
Like, I don't understand it. I really don't. We're fucked.
Well, she's doing well, though. She, like you said, had so many millions of views on that thing.
Like, to me, it was borderline, like, just crazy and whacked out like Marilyn Manson. Obviously not as dark, but, like, just fucking, it didn't make any sense. It was just fucking stupid and...
Well, that's what she's going for, though. She wants to be a rock star. She wants to be avant-garde, and she wants to be sexy. She doesn't want to be Disney and cute and, you know...
Somebody needs
to tell
her. It's not going to happen. Especially with her pear ass. Like, it's just... No. Like, I don't know any guy, like, that's walked up to me and been like, I want to fuck the shit out of her. Like, it's not going to fucking happen.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. Apparently, Justin Bieber is saying that these days. The Biebs.
What, that he's fucking the shit out of her?
Or that he wants to.
Ew.
Is that all we got? Well, I guess we continue.
Have a good night. I'll see you the 10th. I'm out.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Uncensored Radio. Yep. Peace out.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I love that fade down. Blog Talk. Welcome to the Jake Pentland Show. Welcome all fans and listeners and friends. Hey, Jen. Say hi.
Hi, Jake.
Get through this. We got a packed show. Susie's here. You sound good this week. I'm excited.
Hi, feeling good. Everything is ready to go. I can't wait to talk pop culture, man.
Yeah, we're kind of in your wheelhouse right now, huh?
Finally.
I know. Well, I try and give you 5-10 minutes every hour, just like I do with all my ladies.
You humor me.
Just so you know, Susie, I'm making it a whole week just for you. I just said, you know what? We need to make Susie even more special than she already is because we love her, and we are going to have a whole pop culture week, like every three months.
Every month.
So.
Yeah, we're going to try and organize this shit show a little bit. We're going to try and do deep topics that matter, which I'll force my way into. I'll get one important show, and then we'll do stupid pop culture like today. And we'll probably have some meaningless celebrity 1 week, and then we'll get back to the important stuff, right? Is that kind of the schedule?
That's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, a lot to get to. It's a packed show. I apologize to our callers and guests if I seem rude and in a hurry, but we have a lot going on today. It is our pop culture, but there was one thing I wanted to get to early on. There's a musician named Sean Guerrero who is on the line. And I forgot to introduce Eli. Sorry, Eli. Hey, Eli. Great. And he wrote a song called Walls that's kind of taken off, you know, as much as you can take off on Facebook and whatnot, like virally. And it's kind of cool. I think it's Christian rock. I'm going to ask him. But apparently the song has really sort of reached a lot of people that were dealing with suicidal tendencies. That's what the song's about. And the song has been having some positive impact on people. And, you know, this is a mental health show mostly, and I do find it kind of a fascinating story. So I invited him on, and we're going to talk to him for a few minutes and listen to a little bit of his song, and we'll do that. Hey, Sean, you're on the line. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, Jake? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I tried to give you a good intro, but I'm a little behind, to be honest with you. You're an independent artist, right?
I am. I'm here with my band. I signed on with Lamont Records out of Nashville, Tennessee. While I am a Christian, there's no doubt about that, but the song that we're doing, it's not, you know, given the title of a Christian song. It's a song about warnings against suicide that is meant to be going out to everybody, mainstream Christian, I mean, you name it, that's where it's going because, again, it's about warnings against suicide, and we're trying to bring an awareness to people that are struggling with that.
And what inspired you to write it? I mean, the song is obviously anti-suicide. I don't think there's any pro-suicide songs. But what inspired you to write this song? Was there someone you were specifically trying to help?
You know what? I was actually serving in Iraq a couple of years ago. And at the time, I kept hearing about all these people that were committing suicide. You know, you heard about soldiers overseas, people back in the States, and it was just dominant. So I had this song that God blessed me with, and, you know, I was seeing writing when I was in my little, you know, 4x4 box hooch there that I was sleeping in. And I said, you know what, this song, this is what it's going to be about. The lyrics, again, were inspired by the acts that I was seeing. And I have to be honest with you guys, I never in my wildest dreams had ever thought that it would take off like it has been. I mean, right now, if y'all can see my email box, I have just tons of messages from people that were literally looking to commit suicide prior to before them hearing our song. People have been sharing, they've been downloading. I think within 2 days we had over 30,000 views on YouTube, which has been crazy. So we're seeing lives change, lives, you know, for the better, and that's really what matters most, which we're really excited about.
You know, I've saved multiple lives on this radio show, I'm sure my whole panel would agree, and yet I have nothing near 30,000 views. So there's got to be something more to it. I'd say
probably
three or four.
But you have 30,000 plus viewers, though, hitting your radio station, man.
But I'm glad you're getting credit. I'm kind of jealous, to be honest with you. But, you have obviously other songs and an album, but this is by far your most successful song thus far. Yes.
Yes, sir. I mean, essentially, right now we are, you know, we're new. You know, I'm new up-becoming artist. I've got a great band, Shane, Sibbit, John, Dave, and Greg in here with me, and we're in the process of finishing up our, you know, the rest of our song, and we're getting ready to go, you know, take the world by storm. You know, we're rocking and rolling, got a lot of big things coming up, you know, and we're going to continue to press forward and hopefully be able to spread, you know, its encouragement through the songs, you know, through the song, particular song, Walls, and just reach more people as the day's coming on, you know, because we don't, I think that's one thing that where people kind of mess up. You know, people get so one-sided or biased. They say, well, I only want to go after this one type of people. And I'm like, no, that's not my goal. You know, music is something for everybody. And everybody has their own style. But why limit yourself? You know what I mean? I want to go out to everybody that I possibly can. You know, whether that's in the church or whether that's in the bar. I mean, wherever that is, wherever it needs to be, where people are willing to listen, that's where I want to go. And especially with suicide, man, that doesn't happen with just one particular group of people. That happens with everybody. You know, of all different beliefs and races and cultures, you know, everybody, not everybody, you know, every people of different sorts struggle with that, which is sad, but again, it's exciting that people are able to relate to the song Walls and are, you know, are being touched as they are.
Yeah, I think it's definitely God's work. Where can people go to download the song or view it?
Well, right now the song Walls is available on iTunes or Amazon, either one. They can go check out our support page at facebook.com/Sean Guerrero Music. You know, of course, I'm on Twitter as well. And they can go up there, take a look, watch the music video on YouTube. You know, that right there is the one that's been grabbing everybody. And, yeah, they're all available for purchase, for viewing. Go check it out and, you know, be blessed.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I was expecting – most of my audience is, in fact, suicidal, and I was kind of hoping to see if I could read some of them. No, you think I'm kidding. It's absolutely true. It's sadly true. How come we don't have any suicidal listeners, Jen, calling in?
I'm asking for some suicidal callers right now, and they seem a little scared in the chat room.
Oh, come on. I've had it with that.
What's that?
Susie's really good at handling suicidal callers.
Yeah, Susie's specialty is. Yeah. Susie,
Why would anyone be nervous to talk to us?
I don't understand. I mean, Susie, you have a great, like Jen pointed out, you have a great history of taking calls when people want to kill themselves.
You know, you lose one person to alcoholism, and you never hear the end of it.
Sorry, Sean, you missed Susie's confession on my birthday show. Very terrible story. We try not to, well, actually we do. We laugh at everything. But anyway, I guess I'll just go ahead and play your song and promote you, because I think it's really cool what you're doing. I mean that. And I don't think we're going to get any call. I wanted to try and test your song on one of my most suicidal listeners. Her name is Jamie.
Yeah.
This is how suicidal she is, Sean. She's getting my face tattooed on her.
Jamie,
like, you have to have no. You know what I mean? Like, you have to have no. You could have no hope. I think it's awesome. I tried to talk her out of it, and then secretly I was kind of cheering it on because I thought it was awesome.
It's rough.
Well, see, Jack, I was actually, man, I was thinking what was going to happen is somebody was going to call in and say, look, you know, I've been thinking about ending my life, and then right then and there you play the song, and reach for the bullets, reach for the gun. But that would just be really bad. So that's kind of
that was the whole plan. Oh, man, well, no, it's ruined. Well, anyway,
well,
I'm going to go ahead and...
We have Marv on hold. He's been
suicidal,
he said.
Well,
yeah.
Sean just ruined our bit.
Oh, well.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Oh,
man, I should have talked to you. I told you to let Sean in on the joke, Jen. Show.
I halfway let him in.
I even downloaded a shotgun sound effect for Jamie. We're going to mute her. All right, well, I'm going to play a minute of your song for real, because I do think it's good. I know that when people say Christian rock, that usually has a negative connotation, but, you know, I think POD is pretty badass, and you say yourself it's not Christian rock, but I'm going to go ahead and play it for a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, go ahead.
I mean, like the, we are Christians, but the music, we're not tied on ourselves like it's Christian rock or it's mainstream rock. It's rock music that got its lips with, and we're rocking and rolling, and we're going after everybody.
Very cool, man. All right. Well, I want to say thank you again. Give the plugs one more time because I want you to get more downloads, and it seems to be helping people, and that's what we like to do here. So give me
one more
plug.
Again, my name is Sean Guerrero, up-and-coming artist with my band Shane, Greg, Dave, and John. And you can check us out on facebook.com/Sean Guerrero Music. pick up the song on iTunes or Amazon, and you can look up the song to the music video for Walt on YouTube. God bless.
You good. All right, man. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, Sean.
All right. I'm going to put Marv on. Marv, you are suicidal? Is that true?
No, no. In my younger years, I had a couple of events where I did attempt suicide.
Well, I need you to go back to that so we can try and save this comedy bit. So go back. What are the questions I can ask you that can make you depressed or anything? I need you to get there. Let me play this man's song. I took a 45 seconds of it. I think people should get a little taste. It's better than you would think. All right, let's go.
Try not to cry when your body is pressed to move up and out of the room. You find your name now, doesn't lie. When the handle meets the groove.
Are you feeling better, Mark? Anything?
Alright, I have my.
Sorry. The song. I think you guys should listen to it. It's good. Now, I'm going to go off on Jamie for about 30 seconds. Thank you, Marv. Yeah, thanks for trying to save the bit. Jamie, God damn it, what are you doing? What are you so busy doing that you have to ruin my comedy? But we had a gunshot. We were going to mute you in a gunshot. It was so
room.
Fun. Well, tell her to, why did you, yell, tell her I'm pissed.
I tweeted.
Yeah, well, nice try. All right, well,
I told her she's dead to me until she gets the tat, and she has to add my name and face into it now too.
Yeah, I think she has to get a full body tattoo of both of us now as punishment. All right, well, that was a big old shitty show, but I do think the song's good, and I do like this guy. I mean, despite what people think, I doubt he wrote a song going, "Oh, I'm going to save people's lives." But if there is anything out there that seems to be giving people a relief, I'm always for that because that's an important message. All right, let's move on. Jamie, goddamn you, fucking Jamie. So pissed
and
off.
He had a good sense of humor too about it, because I did let him in on everything
like
except that.
That
we would have the caller kill herself.
when Jen thought it up, of course, every funny bit Jen thinks up, unfortunately, and she told me during the week, almost peed my pants laughing. All right, let's move on. Sometimes you just gotta know.
My husband rolled his eyes. I'm trying to tell him I'm all excited, and he's just like gives me a dirty look and rolls his eyes.
All right, so are we going to move on to the pop culture segment?
Yes.
Okay, well, I have a theme for the segment that I'd like to play that me and Eli wrote during the week. Everybody loves me and Eli's singing voice. So back by popular demand. What is our band name, Eli? We need a band name. Hello?
Not in Polite Company is my band name.
How about Two Live Jews?
Two Live Jews?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's Two Live Jews with our pop culture segment kickoff theme song.
Opiate of the masses is meaningless pop culture.
Whoa.
What keeps the planet spinning is Darwinism winning.
Yeah.
We've come too far to give up who we are. So let's raise the bar. And I worship the lipstick. I move my lips, the truth comes. Who wants the truth but stay numb? Choosing to tune out is dumb. But real life is too sucky.
Real life is too. Real life is too. Real life is too. Real life is too sucky.
Thank you, everybody. I don't know if you could hear every word, Susie. I know you love pop culture, but just so you know, in case you missed the words, it's saying that anyone that tunes in out on meaningless pop culture is missing what's important. And so let's get on with the pop culture show that I'm already against in every level.
Well, what
you're
are we going to talk about first?
I
think Miley's the hot topic right now.
Yeah.
And I have a definite opinion about it, so we could start with Miley.
Yeah, let's get into Miley Cyrus. It's not
like
we're going to go fucking, it's not like our president just asked to bomb Syria.
Start a war.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about Miley Cyrus's ass. Let's do it. Jake Pentland Show, pop
let's
culture.
Let's do it. Well, okay, so Miley has a song called We Can't Stop, and she made a video out of it, and it was really sexy, and it's kind of about just being crazy, being yourself. You're in your own room, you're in your own house, be yourself, and fuck everybody. And it was, I mean, it just comes off
and
as,
do drugs.
Yeah, I mean, it was a risque video, but you didn't hear a lot of trash. Just that, wow, she's grown up. Wow, she's all sexy. Wow, she's trying to break away from Disney. But she redid the show or the song on the VMAs, and that's what everyone's talking about. And it was with Robin Thicke, and basically reenacted the video with all the teddy bears and Robin Thicke and a lot of twerking. And she's being slut-shamed dramatically all over the internet, where I think it was just her performance that sucked. I could care less
yeah.
if she pretends to grab herself. Like, oh, well, it's the VMAs. Go watch the Grammy Awards or something if you can't handle a little sex. So that's my take on it. People are just sexist.
Well, is that the deal that she was slutty? Because everything I saw was just, it just seemed really uncomfortable because it was just so, it just seemed like, it looked like a virgin having sex for the first time. I saw a little clip of it. Like she seemed almost terrified up on that stage.
It was
like
awkward.
She,
it was,
yeah,
it was awkward.
Yeah, that's my objection to it, is that it really wasn't sexy at all. Like, I didn't find her attractive. I didn't think it was, you know, provocative in a way that was titillating at all. It was just like, I felt embarrassed for her.
But there
I really
is,
did. I just was cringing.
Yeah, it's cringeworthy. I mean, everyone was talking about it, and, I hate that shit. I've been boycotting an award show of any kind since Crash won Best Picture. I'm still, no joke, I'm not trying to be funny. When Crash won Oscar for Best Picture, I threw my remote at the television and vowed never to watch an award show, and I really have not. I think that's been almost 10
years.
What
were you rooting for?
Brokeback Mountain, for real.
Oh.
I thought it was a much better film. Mm-hmm. So there you go. And it was Crash. Who cares what I was rooting for? I was rooting against Crash. It was one of the worst fucking movies I've ever seen. It was just horseshit. Anyway, so I didn't see it, but all these people were talking about it. It became this huge internet phenom, worthy rivaling of Sharknado. And so I went and checked a few seconds, and yeah, I just felt really uncomfortable. It was like watching my sister or somebody have sex. I can't really explain it. But Jen, you're saying they're slut-shaming. Explain what that is.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure. They're calling her a slut. I mean, that's the bottom line. Like, it's really, that's, there's not much more to it. They're calling her a slut for dancing dirty. And these are people,
it's
and it's not, it's mostly women. Like, I was on Facebook. I don't know about you, Susie. That's like the conservative world. And then there's Twitter, which is a lot more liberal. And I'm seeing all this, oh my gosh, Miley's dad must be so ashamed. And then I'm thinking, oh, I wonder what happened. And I go to Twitter, and it's the same way, which I was surprised. And men do it all the time. I purposefully watched Justin Timberlake, and I couldn't even keep count of how many times he grabbed his dick and is singing his sexy song, Bringing Sexy Back. And just because he's not as gross, I guess, acting, but he was still being sexual and grabbing his dick over and over. Not one negative comment did I see about Justin Timberlake. Like, it was all about Justin's the best. Yeah, I mean, but she wasn't naked, and Gaga was very naked, and
yeah,
she had a better
true.
Ass. She just had a better ass, and she's old, so I think it was ageism, Disneyism, and sexism all mixed in. Like, people couldn't handle her being gross like that, and I don't think it makes her a slut. She might be conservative. You have no idea. It's a big show, and she's making lots of money off it.
Well, there does seem to be this pattern in the music industry, which, as much as I hate pop culture, I do like to sort of pay attention to the evils of business when it combines with art. And there is a Disney factory where they do take kids, little boys and little girls. Justin Timberlake, I don't know if he was actually Disney, but he was a kid actor.
Yeah, he was. Well, he was Mickey Mouse.
Oh, yeah, he was a Mouseketeer. Exactly.
He was with Britney.
Britney Spears. Yeah. So what they do is it's like a Disney business model. They find cute little precocious kids. They squeeze out every dollar, and once they start hitting 18, 19, they have to start thinking about how to continue their career and make money. And when you're 20, 20-something, your choice is to for that artist to actually get really good at music and take it seriously, which we know is not ever going to happen because they're raised in a factory, basically. Or it's to push it to the sex. And they did this with Britney Spears. They did it with everyone. I'm not even speaking conspiracy theories. It's just a business model. You're basically getting two careers
out of it. It's not
just
Disney, though. It's not just
the music.
Like, look at Dakota Fanning.
Yeah.
Dakota Fanning. Well, she turned into a vampire that's kind of sexy, and it's every kid. You have to graduate from the cute little one to a woman, that they have to do something drastic like that, and it's a pendulum swing, and I don't think it makes them a slut. It's just them changing their image, and they have to.
How come the boys don't seem to have that?
How come what?
I was just gonna say that, like, the music industry has changed from artists being musicians, and now they're more just really entertainers. I mean,
right.
That's like what you see is like there's Lady Gaga and Miley Cyrus, you know, just to get people talking and entertain people versus actually making incredible music.
Yeah, it's a sort of a package deal too. Like, it's impossible. I've always wanted to say this. It is impossible to sing and dance, like a huge choreographed number, like that. Every concert you ever see of Justin Timberlake or whatnot, like they're running around for like seemingly like an hour straight and singing without losing their breath. It's impossible. Your body cannot handle that. So what they started doing is they started producing tracks. They sing to tracks so they can dance more. And then they started adding pyrotechnics and all this kind of shit. Like everything that becomes stupid, like pop culture itself, is that you have originally maybe an artist with talent that wants to say something, and you run them through the factory and the mill and you produce shit. And I think that's really, maybe on some level, I'm hopeful, maybe that's just me being positive, that the reaction to this Miley Cyrus thing is people just for a glimpse, the Matrix, just they sort of unplugged their head from it and thought, man, this is shit. This is hideous. I mean, that girl can sing. For real. She is actually capable.
You mean Miley?
Yeah, she can sing.
Yeah,
she's capable
so
of singing to an acoustic guitar and selling millions of records. She's very talented. And it's just, this is what the music industry does. I think the issue with this for me is that people give a shit about it because this happens all the time. I mean, Selena Gomez is sexy now. Britney Spears, this is just what happens. And I think...
But a lot of people thought it wasn't sexy. It was crude. I think that was what people were...
And raunchy, yeah.
Well, maybe that's a good point.
Yeah.
She's not sexy. I mean, let's be honest.
It wasn't.
Because
like when Britney Spears came out with that snake, that was hot.
Yeah, that's
true. And when she kissed Madonna, that was hot. And still provocative and everything. But this was, like, gross.
Okay, well, I think you hit it. I think that's it. Actually, now that I think about it, it is. It's just an unattractive girl trying to be sexy. It's disturbing.
Right, and I really feel like that's why people hate the Honey Boo Boo family, too. Because if they were pretty, people would be more okay with their idiocy.
Yeah, that's probably true. Well, all I know is people are stupid. What else we got?
The hypocrisy of it all is everyone's acting like they care so much about her as they call her a whore. Like, that's what I hate about Facebook, and it was Twitter that night, too, is, like, she's degrading herself. Whore, you know? Like, they feel bad that Disney did this to her, but I'm going to call her a whore and make it much better, I guess.
It is also weird that she was being called a whore, and there's a, like you said, Jen, there's a 35-year-old married man who's basically butt-fucking her on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody
has a problem.
I did hear a lot of negativity. I heard people being mean about him, too.
Where?
On Facebook and, like, on, like, Huffington Post and stuff. There were people writing, like, don't forget to shame Robin Thicke also.
All right,
yeah,
good.
I was the
everyone.
One with all mine on Facebook saying that don't forget there was a married man twice her age standing behind her.
So Susie's
right.
Figured out, because Robin Thicke is, you know, quote unquote sexy, and it didn't seem to bother him. So
yeah.
Really, so this is how we'll fix this. Miley Cyrus, go get sexy or stop doing that. And if any of you are like record execs or whatever, and you've got a young talented singer who's not sexy, who looks like Miley Cyrus, don't cut her hair short and put her in butt shorts and have her fuck a rubber guitar.
With pedo bears everywhere.
I think if Rihanna did what she did, people would have been okay with it.
Yeah, you're right. So it's not slut shaming, it's ugly shaming. And God, you know, now I'm happy, because that is what America should be about. At the end of the day, you can't do that if you're ugly. Let's dip to natural
shame.
Law. Yay, ugly shame. All right. Moving on. Fucking Syria is about to explode. But okay, what's next?
Well, Susie, we're going to talk about Batman the week before. I want to hear more about everyone freaking out about Batman while this war is going on.
Oh, yeah, why are you guys all upset about that?
I didn't even hear it. Except, tell us who, because some people might not know, who's playing the next Batman.
Well,
Ben Affleck.
It's huge, huge news. We're all very excited to hear and discuss this. Ben Affleck is the new Batman, and people are outraged, and it's so funny. I haven't seen people this mad. Like, they don't get this mad about, you know, the fact that we're all fucking over-medicated or whatnot, but Ben Affleck named the new Batman, and man, people get pissed. And the funniest thing there is for me, is that it's fucking Batman. Like, they're acting like it's, you know, I don't even know what to compare it to. It's a fucking movie about a rich guy who puts on a suit and, like, pays for gadgets and shit. It's a comic book movie. And they're acting as if Ben Affleck doesn't have the acting chops to put on a rubber suit. It's bizarre. Well, people take their Batman very serious.
People hated the George Clooney Batman, right?
Yeah.
Not me.
Those were horrible, because I can't remember his name, the producer. It was the director that took over. God, what's his name? Can someone look that up? He's huge, huge homosexual. And it's so funny because the bat suit. Joel Schumacher, that's right. The two or three movies he did, they had like huge cod pieces. I think he was the one that added nipples to the bat suit. Like, how important are nipples to a bat suit? And then every shot is basically a man's crotch. It's like True Blood. Mm-hmm. And luckily people didn't like that. But yeah, no, I actually don't like any of the Batman movies, even the Christian Bale ones. I've never really liked the Batman. Yeah. The first one I kind of liked, The Dark Knight, I remember getting through it and thinking it was okay. But no, I've never liked any of the Batmans, even the originals. I think they're horrible. Is that just me?
No, I like the TV series.
I thought Christian Bale was great. Adam West was your favorite Batman?
I love the TV series Batman. Not him, yeah, the actor, all of them. I loved the series, that style.
Christian Bale just talked like he had like throat cancer. Like he had one of those voice boxes.
He's
like,
delicious. That, he was good.
Anyway, they're horrible. And you know what? Ben Affleck's perfect for Batman because he's horrible. He's a horrible actor, and all his movies are horrible. Thank you.
Why are people so mean about him is what I don't get.
Well, he's a really bad actor. Like, he's atrociously bad.
What did he just
bad.
Win that movie he made?
He won that for director, and he won an Oscar for Good Will Hunting as a writer. So he's a decent writer.
No, but he
writer.
Was also in that movie that he directed.
Argo.
And
yeah.
People thought it was great. Was he horrible in that?
Well, no,
I think it's because he dated J-Lo.
Oh, like it undermined his credibility?
Yeah, he like changed his whole style, his whole look, his whole attitude while he was dating her, and now like, I don't know.
No one can
take
him seriously.
I think it was frowned upon by all of his fans.
He's the you guys don't think he's a bad actor for real, Ben Affleck?
No.
Are you serious?
I don't know why everyone's so hard. I don't know. I know that everyone thinks that, but I don't know why.
Because he's horrible. It's like he's Keanu Reeves. No, he's really a terrible actor. I'm surprised you don't know that.
Well.
Here's the thing. Argo was a really intense story. It was well written. And like everything, a lot of times people confuse the acting job and the actor with the movie, which is why sometimes an actor will win an Oscar and you never hear from them ever again. Is that sometimes the movie's so good that you get into the character and you assume it's the actor doing it, but it's really, in reality, the writing. And Argo is just such an intense story. I love the movie, but I don't think Ben Affleck said more than maybe 6 or 7 sentences through the whole movie. And he basically just sat there quiet with his beard. And, you know, it was well directed, but the deal is, he's a bad actor, but why are we getting so upset about a fucking superhero movie? For real. Like, people are really
that
upset.
That is true. I don't get.
Because people are dying in Syria, and we need to focus on other things right now.
Yeah, children are being gassed by their Syrian government, but really, Ben Affleck is playing Batman. Let's get outraged. I mean, really, if you went and pulled people in America on the street, you know 9 out of 10 of them would be more upset about Ben Affleck and Miley Cyrus. It's bizarre.
And not even know about Syria.
I don't really know anything about Syria. I shouldn't really talk. I just know that kids are being gassed. Eli, let's talk some real news just for a second. Just interject from this hideous
sure.
pop culture that's making me murdery. What exactly is going on in Syria in like one sentence?
Well, it's about, I think on August 28th, the Syrian government allegedly launched a chemical weapons attack on a northern city called Aleppo, I think, in the northern part of Syria, which killed, I think, about 1,400 people and 427 children. And basically, our response was to get Britain to support us in a unilateral attack that was very limited on Syria, but they rejected supporting us. And the United States right now just disclosed that we are going to attack Syria, but it'll be very brief and limited. But we're not going to attack yet until Congress is back in session on September 9th to authorize it. So that's basically what's happening.
So right now Obama comes out and says, I won't go to war. I want Congress to vote on it. And we're talking about that outlook, right, essentially.
Right, yeah.
Now, okay, real quick, the Syrian government, did they actually do this chemical attack, or is it just is this another push?
It's alleged. 9/11? It's alleged. There are pictures and videos of many children, people with their skin burnt, not really understanding what took place. There's a lot of evidence towards it, and it's there. It's just it hasn't been publicly disclosed to the UN and to the media as to what specific weapon was used, how they carried it out, who is directly responsible, even though there's a consensus that it's the government of Bashar Assad, who is a former eye doctor, believe it or not.
So we're going to war.
So, not yet.
Okay. But let me ask you this. Obama comes out and says that the Syrian government made this attack, that there's strong evidence, but none of us are allowed to see that evidence, right?
We can't confirm the evidence yet. I guess they're still putting together a report that actually has already been sent out to the media. I haven't read it, but it is true that some sort of chemical attack was made on August 28th. It was probably from the Syrian government, but they haven't disclosed exactly who did it and when and how and all that.
This is the same country that linked Saddam Hussein in Iraq to 9/11, though. So we should all just be a little curious, and we should ask to see the stories. Too many Americans are just go, fucking bomb them, they're Muslims, or whatever. But really, there's like, if they really did gas their own people, I'm all for it. You know, I think America should be sort of the international police at times like this. I'm more than happy to do that.
Well, there is video of the, like, playground with all these kids being hit with stuff. Like, we do have video of people getting killed. And
yeah, like, I'm not doubting that there wasn't a chemical attack. I'm just saying, who did it? I mean, just like, when you sit there and go, oh, the Syrian government did it, look, all these people are burned alive. It's like, a lot of people can launch chemical attacks nowadays. We all have the technology. You can build a dirty bomb in your fucking garage if you're so inclined.
Well,
so
they said
just,
we have intelligence telling us it's the Syrian government doing it,
right.
So we have to believe them.
Right, we definitely have to believe our intelligence. They've never been wrong. They've never made the case to go to war with a country before by insinuating a link that wasn't theirs. Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, back to Ben Affleck. This is getting too heavy and depressing for people. Who else is, what other celebrity do I not give a shit about? What's going on?
I don't have any other celebrities. I have that teacher rapist. That's what I wanted to talk about, which I know is a little heavy, but it's such big news right now. That makes it popular, right?
Well, you know what? Pop culture, like, this is actually pop culture, right? Like, fucking, we're going to go to war. That's popular culture, is it not? Or does it have to be
my
side?
I agree.
Okay, good.
No.
Sorry, Susie. I feel so bad like I'm trashing your hobbies.
No, we can talk about the rapist. There's lots of serious news that's interesting. Like, Kim Jong-un killed his ex for making a porno. That's interesting.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Lamar's on crack. Another black man on crack.
Yes. That's interesting, too.
Wait a minute. Kim Jong-un. All right, so you guys just throw these at me, man. I like this better. Kim Jong-un, whatever, the son of Kim Jong-il.
Yeah.
He had a girlfriend that was in a porn and he killed her?
Yeah.
Well, he had
a girlfriend
who used to be a pop star.
Right.
And actually, his wife was a pop star, too, with this woman. And allegedly, she made a porno. But in North Korea, that could mean pretty much anything.
Right.
And she, along with 10 or 11 other people, were executed publicly for doing it.
We should do that in my
And apartment. All their families were sent to labor camps because they have a guilty by association law in North Korea.
And we're not going to war with North Korea, right?
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, I'm okay with it. I mean, seriously, you don't want your ex-girlfriend doing porn. That makes a man crazy.
Her big hit was a song called Excellent Horse-Like Lady.
This guy, like, he's so cool, he didn't really have to do anything, right? Kim Jong-il, like, he just was born to dictator.
Uh-huh.
And, like, inherited a country. Like, I'm lucky if I get a cool car with my mom. This guy gets, like, an entire country with, like, nuclear bombs. And he can just kill whoever he wants for pissing him off. That guy's my hero. How do you get that? Has he done anything else bad?
Yeah, he's done lots of things that are bad.
I mean, actually bad? No, that's terrible. You shouldn't kill your ex-girlfriend. I'm against
well,
that for the record.
There have been rumblings that he was carrying on an affair with her and that his wife actually is behind the killing.
Of course. It's always a woman that fucks everything up.
Right.
All right, what's this deal with this rapist? I really do want to talk about this. So this guy rapes a 14-year-old, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Is Elf Boy calling
him?
When he heard that?
Yeah. There's this district judge, which is even the bigger story now, but Judge G. Todd Baugh, I don't know how to say it, B-A-U-G-H, in Billings, Montana, gave rapist Stacey Dean Rambold a 30-day sentence for the rape of a then 14-year-old Charisse Morales. While rapist Rambold admitted, he's also a teacher, admitted to the rape, the judge made statements that validate the rape culture, which I know you're going to hate, that we do live in. Listen to the statements this man made, like, in the courtroom.
This
I think people have in mind, the judge said this, yes, during the trial. I think people have in mind that this was some violent, forcible, horrible rape, but it wasn't this forcible beat-up rape. He also said the victim seemed older than her chronological age, so she looked mature. And she was as much in control of the situation as the teacher. Those are the main comments that people are in an uproar about, as they should be. No, the teacher Rambold was 54 and taught 14-year-old Charisse, which are two misuses of his power, his age and he was her teacher. Charisse committed suicide after facing much ridicule and depression due to the rape and the judge's lack of support and him blaming her. This judge let her and all past and future sexual abuse victims down. He should step down as well. If you're as upset by this as I am, I have to say this, Jake, so hold your breath.
Go ahead.
You can go to moveon.org, moveon.org, and sign an online petition to remove Baugh from office.
Now, did she actually kill herself during the trial? Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was way before.
No, it was when she's 16. The trial didn't end until she would have been 17, I think. That's why it's just all coming out now. No,
right.
Kill herself before trial. It was during, while it was all going on, and her trying to carry on with her life and go to school while judges calling her basically a slut.
Yeah, you know, I for those who didn't listen, I did a show on rape culture, which is a term that feminists came up with, and it makes me crazy because the real argument is, as I said in that show, is that it's a money culture. And basically, if you have money, it doesn't matter your gender or race, you're going to go to the top, you're going to be protected. Look at O.J., for instance. Although he is in jail, but he had to like keep killing people and robbing people to go to jail. So I sort of reject the notion. But when I heard this case, I'll be honest with you, I started to think like maybe there is some truth to this argument that there is some kind of rape culture or whatever you want to call it, because I don't see how you can say a 14-year-old girl is culpable in her own rape. First of all, like what part of your brain could make that conclusion? And what it sounds like is he's basically accusing her of being like a Lolita, like she led him on kind of thing, right? That's
mm-hmm.
what's underneath
mm-hmm.
this. No,
right, because while she was in his class, there was some sort of sexual relationship building, I guess maybe some sort of texting and phone calls.
So they were flirting and dating and had sex. Now, so it was more of a statutory rape then. That's what the judge means by
wait.
Right?
I haven't heard that. I heard it was forcible and that he admitted to it. It just wasn't violent where he punched her, so that makes it a little better, according to the judge.
Oh, got
oh,
you.
Lord.
So he just forced himself on her in a loving way. He raped
right.
her. He caressed
he did,
her
he
lovingly.
A, it was like a marital rape.
So, okay. So let me get this right. There is a judge in this country that's saying a 14-year-old is, because she wasn't beaten as she was raped, it's not that big of a deal, right?
Right.
That is a tragedy. And she killed herself.
That is a tragedy, yeah.
Fucking Sean Guerrero. Where was your song then? You're going to save that girl. That's just horrible. I mean, he's 54 and she's 14. Even if she's, like, coming in there and, like, I want to suck your dick, Mr. Whatever his name is, and, you know, rubs up on him. And, like, even if she's, like, throwing herself at him, she's 14. She's an idiot. No 14-year-old is capable of making long-term decisions like that in a sexual relationship with a 54-year-old man. So he is the 54-year-old man. He's the adult. He should have stopped. He should have said, look, someone needs to get this girl therapy, or someone needs to get help.
There was an op-ed in the Washington Post where someone wrote about how when the author, was 14, she had sexual thoughts, and everybody has sex with their teachers, so he shouldn't be in any trouble. Like, this is a real opinion, and it's not just the judge, it's other people that are saying this. I'd love to talk to someone. Is there anybody in your audience that is feeling this way? Because I would love to talk to you about it.
A feeling what? That it's okay to rape children?
I want to talk to someone.
Yeah, please call in, people. This is like we're just shooting the shit today. We're not doing
a people-heavy
show.
Are they not calling?
No one's calling. They don't like when we do pop culture. I can tell. But call anyway. It's 323-417-6705. I do think there's no way I would fuck a 14-year-old girl. Like, there is no way. I don't care if she was hot. I don't care if she looked 30. She's 14. And I don't see how there is any argument that can be made for this man on any level in his defense. And he was sentenced to 15 years. A lot of people don't know that. He was sentenced. They just only let him serve 30 days. So he basically that's true. He got 14 years,
Part,
11 months off his
served.
15-year sentence for time served. So basically got out for good behavior, probably because he's very loving and caressing when he rapes people. But, yeah, no, he was sentenced for 15 years. So it is illegal. First of all, for the record, it is illegal to have sex with children unless you pay them off like Michael Jackson. It is illegal to have sex with children. So this guy committed a crime. He admitted to it. Other thing is, it's illegal to rape somebody, last I checked. So that's two crimes this man's committed. And then you throw in the fact that he was her teacher. So I don't see how this guy can get out of prison or jail or wherever he was going after 30 days. There has to be more to the story. There's got to be something we're all missing. I mean, how do you argue that?
Because the judge, he basically gave him that time. It's obvious because he didn't think the teacher was at fault. He had a beautiful 14-year-old child come on to him, and how could he stop himself?
Right. He's only human.
Yeah,
was
he's
hot,
only
though?
Human. She's beautiful.
She was?
Was she beautiful?
Can I see a picture of her?
I think so, yeah.
I want to see when she was alive, though. I don't want to know now. She's probably all, all sticky and rough. I want to see, because maybe if she is hot, maybe. Maybe it's believable. I'm keeping an open mind here.
I'll look her up for you, Jake.
Thank you, yeah. Text me her picture. But seriously, so this guy is going to... Did this happen in Florida?
No, you would
probably.
Think, right? It's Montana.
Well, that's even worse.
Yeah, and he apologized. He did backpedal and apologize.
That was nice of him.
Yeah, for offending any women and his fellow citizens, which he's not my fellow citizen.
The judge apologized or the rapist?
The judge, he had a handwritten, I'm sure, PR paper. No, not the rapist.
He didn't apologize. And he's out.
That's what
he's
I thought you meant.
Yeah,
oh, I'm
too.
Sorry. The judge backpedaled and apologized.
Well,
so,
what did he say?
That he is sorry for what he said. He shouldn't have brought up her age, and he didn't know. And everything he said he shouldn't have said, and it wasn't relevant to the case, and... Basically, that he's disgusting and admitted it publicly on accident.
Yeah.
So, is there a rape culture? I mean, is this thing real?
Well, his age, I think, is relevant. I don't think people my age have as much of one. But, yes, it's the one crime that we instantly blame the victim. Instantly. Like, and not everybody. But, who was it that said, it was probably one of those HLN shows that I love to watch. But they said, you know, when someone robs a bank, you don't sit there and go, well, that money sure was attractive and tempting. He couldn't really help himself. You know, like, we instantly go to blame the victim.
There is some truth to it. I mean, it's sort of like it does seem to be the natural default. Not of people that have their shit together, but there does seem to be this, like, what was she wearing kind of question first.
Mm-hmm.
Was she
and
hot?
Where
you
was
know,
she?
Like, yeah, and what was her attitude like? Because it is really disturbing. I hate that I'm starting to see an example of it because I trashed the rape culture on one show, and I hate people that argue it, but it's really tough to walk away from this without feeling some sickness in your stomach. I mean, again, she's 14. It doesn't matter if she's sexual or Belita or what. It's just you don't have sex with children. You know what, Jen? He probably had chemicals in his brain, the teacher, or genetic predisposition to have sex with 14-year-olds.
Yeah, I think he was born that way.
Yeah.
That's probably why the judge let him off, too, because if you're born that way, you really don't have as much of a blame in it, so you should get a little more leeway in the sentencing. I think that's what the judge is trying to say here.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a good argument for the chemical theory. All right, what else we got? I want to do the pedo show right now so bad. Like, I'm having fun, but I want to get into the pedo thing so bad. Ugh.
We will.
You
we
can.
Will, Tim.
No, we're doing it next week, Susie.
Who are we talking to?
Well, Dan Webb Weaver's going to call in, who's one of the most ardent pedo defenders there is.
He's not a pedo defender. No.
He loves pedos.
You want him to call in? No, he thinks that they are born that way and that we should be able to invent a pill that can stop their urges or train them.
They're born that way for real?
There's new evidence. It's just like the depression bullshit. Like, there's evidence now with these quote-unquote brain doctors, and I say the air quotes in a very facetious manner, that are trying to find a link to, it's like depression. Like, they'll start, someone will be beaten or raped or abused their whole life, and then they'll test their brain after that. And then they'll try and draw a conclusion as a doctor to say, oh, your brain must have been like this from the beginning, but they never test them when they're kids. So there is this one thing, well, at least they're trying to check newborn babies from what I can see, that there seems to be a link between, I think, a smaller prefrontal cortex and aggressive behavior, some shit. So it's one of those things where it's a really early theory. It's a new field of study. And basically the entire argument that the scientists are trying to make, or that Dan and Discordi and all the other people that are fighting on the opposite side are clinging to, really sort of a pseudoscience. There really isn't enough to make that argument. And Jen and I have always been, you know, pretty ardent about saying that we should look more into the nature of their lives, their childhoods, talking about the pedos, their experiences, what happened to them from the time they was born. And we usually are insulted and fought about. So that's why I say pedo defender.
And we also have a belief there's no cure. And I think the people with the chemical defense, the reason I have such an issue with it is it kind of takes away the idea that they're a monster. And I think they deserve that title completely. Whether they're just thinking about fucking a kid or they're actually fucking a kid, they're monsters. And I don't mind if they go and kill themselves. Like, I will have them talk to you, Susie, because I
don't let them hear walls. Yeah, whatever you do.
And, you know, and I'll save more of this for next week, but
yeah,
we got to
start talking about it.
Yeah, I think it's almost more cruel to keep them alive and have to, you know, suppress their urges and never get love.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're all for killing them, and we get judged for wanting to kill pedos? Oh, my gosh, but they want them on Earth to sit there and want to fuck kids and control their...
All right, hold it till next week.
All right. Well,
all right, back to Ben Affleck. What else
well,
we got?
I have another interesting story. There's a show called L.A. Plastic Surgeons, I think, or I forgot the name of the show. But this plastic surgeon, David Matlock, he's marrying this girl, or he just married her, but she... Before he married her, he made her do all kinds of plastic surgeries. He calls it, like, the Wonder Woman makeover, and that has, like, chin, arms, and thigh makeover, like, sucks the fat out, liposuction. Mm-hmm. And he also had her do, like, three different types of vaginal rejuvenation.
Why would he do that before they got married?
Yeah, like, you know, tighten up the walls. I think the outside might have been meaty, so he cleaned that up a bit. And
yeah, they do what's called a labiaplasty, Susie, where they take your meat curtains and they pull them down and then they, like, scissor snip them so your labia is smaller.
I need that.
Yeah, and then they'll take your perineum, like,
Susie,
and they'll stitch it tighter so you're more tight. Which is, I'm all for, but why would you do that before you marry the girl? You should be doing that like 10 years into the marriage when she's loosened up.
Well, maybe she's
What does that say about her vagina if she needs it rejuvenated for a black man?
Well, it's such a romantic courting. You know, like when you're courting a girl and asking her to marriage, like, it's hard enough to ask for butt sex at that stage. How does this guy's got some major game to basically say, hey, I love you, I want to marry you. You need
no,
to change your vagina.
No, that's how he met her, though. No, but
What's
he met
that?
Her when she came in for a consultation to get
yes.
her vagina rejuvenated.
So he knew she was emotionally retarded because she's there to get her vagina fixed. And he's like, oh, cool, I'm the doctor, so I can play the 54-year-old teacher here. Rape culture hashtag. And he totally took advantage of her. And now he's shaping her in like a Frankensteinian method so that she'll be the perfect robot for him. It's disturbing.
Well, it says, like, he proposed on their very first date, I guess after he checked out her messed up vagina.
Right.
And then he's been fixing her ever since. He's been sculpting her into the perfect woman ever since.
You know what? I just had a new thought about this. I'm actually totally cool with this, and I'll tell you why. It's about fucking time men started treating women like they treat us. He saw her as a project, like all you ladies do with us. He thought, well, there's potential
mm-hmm.
here. If I snip here, snip there, tighten up there, she'll be good. That's what you guys always do to us. So I'm happy,
actually. Not with your outsides.
No, well, that's not true. You'll start changing the way we dress. You'll start making us shave our unibrows and brushing our teeth. You do all sorts of weird shit. You want us to dress better. You can always tell when a guy's in a
relationship. He wears the same T-shirt and jeans that he wore when I met him. So.
No one's
yeah, and
right.
when I met Jake, he was wearing a hoodie. I don't know where his wife was that day.
I always wear a hoodie still. Well, she gave up. But, like, at least my wife and I will walk to, like, a mall and she'll be like, I wish you dressed that way. And it's always the most hideous, like, it's like, always a gay guy, too, which is I'm very suspicious of. But she's like, it's the guy with the rolled-up jeans and the stupid, like, the hipster thing. She's like, I wish you dressed like that, which I will never do because I'm straight, first of all. Straight men wear hoodies. But there is this sort of women, you guys do it. You know you do it. Don't deny it. You'll see a man and you'll think, oh, you know, there's potential there. How can I shape him? So this guy's just doing the same thing back.
Apparently.
Yeah, so good.
Well, listen to his 9-year-old daughter's wise words. It's actually Veronica's daughter, so I guess his stepdaughter. She said, I would never really want to get surgery because it's not really you. I'd want to be myself.
Well, then no one will love you, little girl.
Yeah. She must not be ugly, then.
The little girl. Yeah, well, she probably doesn't need vaginal rejuvenation yet, either.
Well.
Unless she meets Teacher.
I was
going to
say, unless she meets Montana.
Teacher Rambold can fix that for her.
Now we're warming up. Now I'm liking it. Vaginal rejuvenation, I'm all for the record. Because things do start getting longer, and it's like silly putty down there. Over time. You know what I mean? So I support it. Susie, are you going to do vaginal rejuvenation?
Here's the thing. I think I need it, but I don't know why, because I am not a loose woman.
Do you have long labias?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that you're the best judge, because... You need an objective.
Because I go on these challenges, right, and everybody's naked all the time, and, like, the showers are open. So you just shower in front of everybody. And everyone says we all look the same, but I don't know. I feel like I need that rejuvenation.
I'll give you an honest assessment if you send me a... You have my cell phone. Send me... Oh, fake laughter. Nice, Eli. No, but really, I'll look if you want, because I think you might... You're a little too young to be talking vaginal rejuvenation. That's like when you're 40.
Okay. Well, maybe it's normal. I don't know.
Just tape them up. Or can't you do, like, exercises for them? Or cocoa butter?
Yeah, you know what's funny is I was
thinking... The inside's fine.
Yeah,
what was that?
If anyone says the word Kegel, she said her insides are just fine.
Oh.
It's her
so
outside.
Yeah.
You need the labia one.
Right. It's your roast beef curtains, what you're saying.
Yeah, because some people have a vagina where it's like, everything's tucked up inside this box.
Right.
And some people don't.
Yeah, mine's all inside the box.
Okay.
I love that. I can't wait to see it.
This is a sophomore. We were talking about Syria and serious business people. All right, well, I don't think you should get the vaginal rejuvenation, to be honest. because okay. It can be fun too if they're longer. So, but you know, go consult the doctor. But anyway, I think
clarify,
this guy's all
they're not long.
Yeah, now everyone's they're picturing not. Them like halfway down your thigh, like
no,
the guy in
not.
Pirates of the Caribbean, the bad guy with the squid face. all right, what else is going on? We got
exposed.
6 minutes on this train wreck of a program. So,
well, there's Chloe and Lamar. Everyone's talking about Chloe and Lamar. Lamar
what happened
is
in there?
Her, you know, Chloe Kardashian's married to Lamar.
Yeah,
whatever,
like what?
Player.
What do they do?
And
or
surprise, surprise, he's smoking crack.
Oh. Racism, Jen, my favorite.
Well, I'm just, you know, I really am actually angry at the crack. Like, I'm angry at all the alcohol signs in the ghetto, too, that makes black people drink, that they blame it on is the alcohol in there. And also the crack. Like, how come it ends up there? Why? Why is it a
yeah,
stereotype?
Yeah, because he's got coke money. Lamar can get
yeah,
coke
he can
coke.
Just, like,
yeah, he has coke money.
Yeah.
Crack is whack, like Whitney said. You know, like, how come he isn't doing coke? Like, I would want to do coke if I was rich over crack. So why is crack associated with black men?
It must just be genetic, you know, like pedoing.
Well, maybe
obviously
he started doing crack before he was rich.
That's true. He did grow up black, Jen.
But crack is just coke and baking soda and something. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's cheap coke. It's like cheap
yeah,
coke.
Why isn't he doing coke? Like, I just think it, you know, both are horrible drugs, but cocaine at least is natural a little bit.
Yeah,
well,
but maybe yeah, if he started doing it before he was rich, then maybe he's addicted to crack and cocaine wouldn't cut the mustard. I don't know how it works.
It's probably too strong for him.
Oh, I don't know. I've done it. It's just fine.
You've done crack?
What?
No, not crack. Well, actually, one time, I wasn't like a real savvy drug user. I was really just a pot smoker. But when I was an adult, I worked for a courier service. And the best part about a courier service is if you made friends with certain ones, they will actually get drugs for you. And so
it's
my
crazy.
Friend and I would use the courier service to get cocaine. And this was just for a few months. So I got over it. And one of the times he asked what we wanted, and we didn't know how to say it. We didn't know the right lingo. So we just said, like, a big rock of it. And I guess rock is another word for crack. So we
right.
come back, and it's a solid yellow chunk of crack. And we didn't realize that. And we're both like, we can't chop it up. Like, what's going on?
Oh, no.
And then I texted my friend, and he's like, that's because you asked for rock. That's crack. So, yeah, I smoked it the way they said one time, and I didn't get high, and I never did it again. But that was my crack experience. But
you
those
know,
are
really,
really the – what?
Well, it's really, it's one of those, talk about racism in our culture. Do you realize the laws for getting busted for coke, like pure coke, are less, you go do less jail time than if you get busted for crack, even though crack
right.
is less damaging than coke?
Right.
I mean,
wow.
If, you know why that is, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because racism.
Is it racist?
It absolutely,
yeah.
Well, it's socioeconomic. I don't believe in racism and laws, but it's certainly socioeconomic because when poor people do it, they tend to serve time longer than when rich people do it. It's just the way it is. But that is true. If you look it up, the crack laws, you go to jail way longer for crack than you do for coke.
That is strange.
It's suspicious, yeah. All right,
well,
is there anything else?
Well, our delivery guy was black also, coincidentally.
Well, that's why you probably
you
asked
have,
for crack.
You have Johnny on hold.
Yay, Johnny.
We love Johnny. Yeah,
I know,
this show,
we all love
we
Johnny.
Never,
he
never
puts
really
us
got
back
point.
In our in sanity point.
Maybe he's going to weigh in on my vagina and review
oh,
and
gosh.
Yes, Johnny, what do you think of Susie's vagina? You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm enjoying it today. I hate pop culture as much as you do, Jake, but you guys are getting to the underlying themes, which is fun. Hey, you know your mom's gag about, you know, she got the vaginal rejuvenation and now she has a junior. anyway, I hate to wear out my gag that I start with sometimes about how sometimes I play devil's advocate and sometimes I'm just the devil, but it really is going to apply today.
Okay.
Here's a thought for you guys, and kick it around, because I know you're open-minded and can rise above prejudices, and we all have them. Listen, I'm going to go out on a limb and really take a chance here and say that I am staunchly anti-pedophilia, you know, molesting kids. Needless to say, it's just unspeakably horrible. But here's
right.
a question.
Not a fan.
Well, yeah, what do you guys think about this? If you take a look at you know how often we kind of lump together sex and violence, and how, oh my God, sex and violence on TV, that's the big two that's the two big problems. But let's say you're a kid, you know, let's say you're 10 or 11 years old and you're a kid, and I don't mean to minimize any kind of sexual activity towards kids, but let's say you're 10 years old and you're presented with a choice. A guy's either going to say, look, I'm gonna diddle you or suck your dick, or you're gonna sit on my lap and then you're gonna suck my yak yak yak. let's take some of the instances that aren't like at least horribly physically injurious. I'm gonna do that, and I don't want you to tell anybody. Or is that really so much more horrible? And would the average kid say, I'd rather have that than, oh my God, you just broke mommy's favorite